So we said that they were made, invented in the 1840s by Tom Smith. I think there's still a Tom Smith cracker company these days. So that's the first thing you hear. It's the bang or the crack, isn't it? Apparently he got the idea from Cossack fighters sort of cracking their whips or something. Not sure how he came across them, but that's to surprise us. Perhaps originally he thought about drawing attention to the sweets he was trying to sell, getting people's attention. In the Old Testament, God promised a saviour, and the people in Bethlehem when Jesus was born, they were looking for a saviour, but it wasn't the saviour with a big S, it was a saviour with a little S. They were looking for someone to save them from the Romans, who had overrun the country and taken over and really restricted their freedoms. And they'd forgotten that they should be looking for the saviour of their souls from God. And so when he came, it was a big surprise to him. And perhaps the bang should remind us of that. Joseph and Mary were both surprised as well. The angels coming to visit them with messages. No one had had an angel visit like that, tell them they were going to be the mother of God's own son. And then the shepherds were surprised by the angels coming and visiting them in the fields and telling them that the Saviour had been born. Herod himself was surprised that a new king had been born, and his surprise turned to anger, and that was not good. But the great news is, the surprise for those people was that today in Bethlehem, a Saviour had been born, Jesus Christ the Lord. Then there are mottos in crackers. I took some of these out of the crackers. But originally the mottos would have been a love poem or a proverb. Something like, roses are red. Violets are blue, sugar is sweet, and so are you. And so they'd be perhaps used to propose to someone or show affection. Over the years they've changed, and now they contain these sort of corny jokes. Why didn't the skeleton go to the New Year's party? He had nobody to go with. What do you call a cat in the desert? Sandy Claus. Where do you take a sick horse? To hospital. Okay, last one. What lies in a pram and wobbles? A jelly baby, yeah. Or from the store that every little helps. So that they've done that. We as Christians should perhaps have motto verses from the Bible, verses that mean something special to us. Perhaps at this Christmas time we might remember a verse like, you're to give him the name Jesus. Or they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Lots of Christian people will remember John 3:16, for God so loved this world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. There are other verses of hope, like if we say we haven't done anything wrong in this year, we're kidding ourselves. But if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin. 1 John 1 verse 8 tells us that. Lots of people draw comfort from Psalm 23, and that might be a motto verse that we carry with us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me by still waters. He restores my soul. Or perhaps in times of trouble, we might turn to John chapter 14. Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus said that. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. I'm going to prepare a place there for you. And if I go and prepare a place, I will come and take you to be with me there. Or perhaps if we think about this coming year, new year, what are we going to do in that year? Maybe we'd look to one of the verses that talks about direction. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. For some that will be really important. New directions perhaps in life from Proverbs chapter 3. But then there are hats in the cracker. Some of you pull them out. I think anyone's wearing one yet. But they remind us of a crown. And of course that reminds that Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We need to remember that this Christmas time, that God wants us to crown him King of our lives. He's the one who rules our lives, orders our lives. And we need to do that not just through Christmas time, but throughout the coming year. But then there are gifts in crackers. I replaced these things because I didn't know whether there were going to be really young children here who might choke on some of these things. I suppose the gifts remind us of the gifts that the wise men brought Jesus. The gold to indicate that he was a king. The frankincense to remind us that he was a priest. And the myrrh to remind us that he was going to die a very special death. But of course, you know, following that pattern, we give presents to one another. Some of the gifts in the crackers, well, I don't know, they're a bit peculiar. I don't know, a hairband and little twizzly thing. Microscope, I don't know. Yes. Small things, someone said. I think the smallest badminton racket set I have ever seen. And a dice, I guess that might be useful, but really, if anybody wants any of those, do take them. They're not very useful gifts, really. God's gift to this world, to us, his people, was his own beloved Son, our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the most precious gift that any person could give or receive. And, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ is the most useful gift, an essential gift for salvation. We give and receive gifts, don't we? We should be gracious and receive gifts. We wouldn't, if someone we loved had given us something, we wouldn't say, well, no, I don't want that. Throw it away and ignore it. You know, our loving God, our Heavenly Father, has given us the gift of his Son, given us the opportunity to put our faith and our trust in him. The opportunity to have peace with heaven, to have our sin dealt with, to have a relationship with God, hope of heaven when we come to leave this world. Don't let's be like those who would reject a precious gift, spurn it, turn it aside, or take it to a charity shop. let's put our faith and trust in Jesus, not just for this Christmas time, but throughout the coming year and indeed throughout our lives. Pray that that might be true for every one of us, that we'll all learn to love him, trust him, and have our faith in him. Who's got cracker number 9?